You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with The Legal Corner, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, here at Enterprise Radio's Legal Corner, we encounter legal professionals who talk about billing hours and expenses that oftentimes turn into a hassle and burden, not just for attorneys, but for paralegals and administrative employees, too. And this process is only made worse when the firm doesn't have a billing software or any system in place. Well, today we have with us an expert who will address this and provide a solution for our listeners in the legal profession, Mr. Nathan Wenzel, Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Simple Legal. Mr. Wenzel, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, great. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly appreciate your time as well. So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and how your career led to creating Simple Legal.
Yeah, you know, this started myself and my CTO, who's my co-founder. We started working together back in 2002, and we were running a consulting business, and we ended up working in corporate legal departments of large financial institutions and insurance companies. And these were groups spending, you know, hundreds of millions, and in a couple of cases, billions of dollars on legal. They were trying to manage their matters and trying to understand where all the work was going and the investment was going. And we ran that business for about 10 years and then identified, you know, it seems silly that someone pays a bunch of money for software and turns around and pays a bunch of money to a bunch of consultants. And so we set out to build much better corporate legal software for in-house counsel.
And quite clever on your part to see a need in the space. Well done. Now, can you tell us about the problem that you're solving in legal operations through Simple Legal?
Yeah, so legal operations is a relatively kind of newly codified field, but it's been around for a while. In fact, when we started our consulting business, the group we worked in at one of our larger clients was called Enterprise Legal Services. And the challenge is that legal can be viewed as a place where just money is spent. And what you have now are CEOs that want legal to help push business objectives forward. So we help legal departments understand and provide transparency into where all the dollars are going, and then also understand and provide outward transparency into how they are helping push the business objectives forward so that the GCs can be viewed as true leaders in the company. And in fact, we've even seen some of our customers who are general counsel get moved into the chief operating officer role, which is really exciting for us.
And certainly do understand the excitement there with reason. Now, how are you approaching this differently than your competitors are?
Yeah, you know, in the past, this software was really viewed as kind of purely e-billing software. And so it was designed to move bills from your law firms to your attorneys or your claims handlers to see the bill and then approve that and move it on to accounts payable to get paid. And that was kind of the end of it. It's expanded a bit into looking at budgets on legal matters, but really what we believe that you need to do is actually look at the legal department. And so legal operations is this relatively new field, and it looks at how to operate efficiently and effectively your portfolio of legal work so that you can move the business forward. And most of the competitors, I think, are still focused on either just the billing aspect of it or just the document aspect of it. And we really look to integrate those different pieces together.
If you would, get into how the discussion today around legal operations is changing compared to in the past.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of movement in the field. I mean, just since 2015, there was the creation of the ACC's Legal Ops Group, and then the creation of CLOC, which is the Corporate Legal Ops Consortium. Those groups were created in 2015, and today they hold conferences, and CLOC, I believe, has several thousand members in just the span of 3 years, up from somewhere under 50 members. And so the conversation has gone from, you know, trying to convince people that there's a particular set of functions and expertise and software that they might need, into, okay, these companies are now convinced and the general counsel are now convinced they need these specific roles. And then it becomes a matter of, okay, how best can software help them achieve their goals? So it's gone from one of always convincing and educating into really just showing how you can align with their needs.
Today we are joined by Mr. Nathan Wenzel, the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Simple Legal here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Legal Corner, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how does legal operations help the legal department work more cross-functionally with other departments such as finance?
Yeah, this is a really exciting area, and this is part of what legal operations is pushing forward. And it's great that you mentioned finance. You see, actually, in the finance department, and even in HR, a path laid out already, and so legal has a known path to follow. Finance will often have people on their team sit with and really serve other business departments. And in HR, you have the same thing. You might call them an HR strategic business partner, and it's a person in the HR department sitting with the various business units and helping them think about retention and attracting new employees and the bench strength of their leadership. And so legal ops is following in that path. And so you have somebody who is the direct liaison to finance. And when I think of the spend management side of our application, I look at it as the handshake between the general counsel and the CFO. As an example, like we find that white space between the departments, and I think that's where the opportunity really exists. So for us, whether it's helping legal organize budgets so that they can communicate better with finance, or helping with the actually even the month-end close process so that all of the information that legal has can be made available to finance is a key way where – and specific way where legal operations – helps the connection between legal and finance. With other departments, whether it's marketing or HR, there are specific legal initiatives, maybe around moving into a new region, and legal can then identify, right, these are strategic initiatives that we want to push forward as a company, and it's not just legal spending money. And so with those kind of templates laid out before them from the other departments, they can follow in that path of really serving the business units effectively.
Also, Mr. Wenzel, how is the role of general counsel changing as more and more technology permeates day-to-day business operations?
Yeah, that's something that we're seeing happen right now. And again, there you have a template to follow. If you were looking at, say, a chief marketing officer and you were having a conversation there, that person's probably not building landing pages, but they can probably talk to their tech stack. They will understand the different components they have. They might have HubSpot in place connected to Salesforce and how that's going to come together. And so the general counsel role has primarily been protecting the company. But when you look at what CEOs want from their general counsel and all their business executives, it's really to help push business objectives forward. And so the technology that's available enables that. If you cannot speak to your budget, if you cannot speak to how you're integrated into the other departments in your company, you're going to have a much harder time being that strategic leader. So the general counsel today have contract management and matter management and spend management and e-discovery software they can manage in-house as opposed to always sending that outside. You have the general counsel has a lot more options, and every other leader at the table has had those options previously, and so they can follow that template, but it is necessary for them to be part of that leadership team to push those business objectives forward. So it makes the role become significantly more complicated. Rather than just protect the company and advise the board, they're expected to also manage technology, and that's really where legal operations come in. That legal operations function, they've got the vendor management component, the technology management component. They're there to help operate the department. So the general counsel, with all the new technology, they need that legal ops professional alongside them.
Good feedback there. Certainly appreciate your input. Now, shifting gears a little, if you would, tell us what is usually the turning point for your customers when they are struggling with their legal operations and realize they need a solution like yours?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more common that the turning point has already happened, from the time they were a very small legal organization. One of the industry groups I mentioned, CLOC, the Corporate Legal Ops Consortium, they used to have a requirement where you had to have 50 people in your legal department before you could become a member. They've since dropped that requirement because they've seen, and frankly, we've seen legal operations be hired as really one of the first or second hires after the general counsel. So we see that the turning point has happened, and for individual companies, when they talk to their peers, and when they talk to finance, and when finance talks to their peers, and they hear more about how other companies have automated processes that, frankly, lawyers shouldn't have to do. Lawyers should be there to protect and grow the company. And when they're getting stuck, getting something as mundane as accrual estimates, which myself as a finance person can really get into, it's not really meant for the lawyers. So when they see and hear from their peers how they've been able to remove a lot of these manual processes from their day and how their peers are able to provide good, clear information to the general counsel, to the CFO, to the CEO, that's generally when there's a turning point, when they see there's a better way and they hear it from their peers. And that's generally it's true everywhere, but more so in legal, where they're built on talking to each other and continuous learning. It's when they see it from their peers, that's when they really jump in with both feet.
And I'd say that's certainly a huge turning point, no doubt. Now, in conclusion, any other interesting facts about your company, Simple Legal, that we should be aware of in regards to the market and or your customers?
Yeah, about us, about Simple Legal, one of the things that we're pretty proud of that seems to, unfortunately, be somewhat unique is the ability that we've had to build a good gender-diverse company from the get-go. Our leadership team today is 50% women. We have more than 65% of our hiring managers, more than two-thirds of our hiring managers are women. We've been able to build an inclusive company from the beginning, and that's something that we're particularly proud of, and unfortunately seems a little bit unique in the legal tech world and maybe even in the broader technology world, but there are a lot of great folks out there that are helping break that down.
Mr. Wendell, certainly has been great to have had you. Thanks for introducing Simple Legal to the audience and appreciate what you do within the industry. Where can listeners get further details online on Simple Legal?
Sure. Our website is a great place to go. It's just simplelegal.com. And the blog on our site, we try to focus more on industry trends and some interesting things that general counsel are taking on. So it's highly informative.
Mr. Wenzel, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having me. It's been great to chat.
And it certainly has. We've been speaking with Mr. Nathan Wenzel, the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Simple Legal and e-billing and matter management software to bring data-driven approach to how legal operations departments manage budgets and outside legal counsel. And for further details, visit simplelegal.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.